For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Dr. Todd DeCaria from Berkeley, California.
I'm calling on you to kind of get the latest on what you see as the local situation for the state and perhaps national level for medical marijuana.
Well, for medical marijuana, we're all waiting for the other shoe to drop, as it were, the rage decision by the Supremes. Here, with regard to the issue of medical marijuana, I've become aware that the medical board here is under fire. I've made certain suggestions for restructuring, but I don't know how far they'll get. Namely, for adopting the discipline of the planning and management system and the outcome management overview utilized by the city of Sunnyvale for translating policies into actions. That provides an internal audit system and transparency.
Now, as I understand the situation in Oakland, they at one time had thought they passed that bill for allowing for, I guess it was unlimited growing, but now it's been overturned. You want to talk about that?
Well, this is not medical marijuana. This is Measure Z, which is general legalized marijuana for adults that does not have a medical requirement. The measure passed, and they're going to be meeting on the 19th in Oakland regarding what kinds of things to put on the agenda next. I myself am not hopeful because I've seen these initiatives come and go, but actually nothing changes because they're not really honored. Mayor Jerry Brown from Oakland said that it was only a symbolic victory, that there would be no change in the way the laws were enforced. We're all waiting to find out what's going on at the federal level because there are a couple cases happening with Eddie Lepp in Lake County facing civil forfeiture for his growing activities. The issue is how to count the plants and what constitutes a collective grow, and all of these are very murky details because under federal law, this is totally illegal. Under California state law, again, there's ambiguity.
Drug War, thy name is ambiguity. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.